This is a Federal News Network podcast.
Coming up on today's Federal Newscast, a new proposal to adjust upper management at the Homeland Security Department. Some current and former employees of the Veterans Benefits Administration could have some back pay coming to them. More DOD employees are being asked to stay at home amid rising coronavirus numbers. These stories and more in today's Federal Newscast. Welcome to today's episode of the Federal Newscast. I'm Eric White. House Democrats are out with a 265-page bill designed to modernize the Department of Homeland Security. The bill would add a new assistant secretary position to oversee DHS law enforcement components. It would also set a specific order of succession among DHS leadership. It also authorizes a five-year term for the DHS Undersecretary for Management and tasks the Chief Human Capital Officer with leading employee engagement and leadership development activities at the department. The DHS Reform Act also provides transportation security officers with Title V collective bargaining rights. A bipartisan Senate bill would eliminate a tax penalty on civilian disaster responders. Federal News Network's Tom Temin has more.
The bill would let federal employees helping with disasters deduct travel expenses from their incomes for travel lasting for more than 1 year. Current tax law only gives them the deduction for a year or less, so they're often sent home before the job is done. Law enforcement responders already have that exemption. The bill is sponsored by Democrat Maggie Hassan and Republican Josh Hawley, members of the Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee. I'm Tom Temin.
The Federal Labor Relations Authority says the Veterans Benefits Administration violated its union contract when it fired, suspended, and demoted some employees without giving them a chance to improve their performance. The American Federation of Government Employees filed a national grievance over VBA's implementation of the VA Accountability and Whistleblower Protection Act back in 2017. An arbitrator agreed with the AFGE, and the FLRA agreed with the arbitrator. The authority is ordering VBA to rescind any adverse actions with back pay to employees who were fired. Federal employee unions have a long list of goals for the incoming administration. More from Federal News Network's Nicola Grisco.
Unions are counting on the president-elect to repeal three 2018 executive orders that limited collective bargaining. But they're also hopeful new agency leaders will agree to renegotiate some union contracts. National Treasury Employees Union President Tony Reardon.
We don't think that the Trump administration was able to do anything that can't be undone. It's going to take some work beyond just rescinding the executive orders, but the damage is not permanent.
Nicola Grisco, Federal News Network.
The IRS is still wrapping up this year's tax filing while prepping for next year. Here's Federal News Network's Joy Heckman.
The IRS still has to go through about 1 million tax returns and a mail backlog of about 3 million pieces. It also has 6.8 million tax returns currently in progress that will soon be completed. IRS Commissioner Chuck Reddick told members of the House Ways and Means Committee the agency has accelerated programming and health testing for IT systems to stay at least a month ahead of schedule for preparations.
We are cautiously optimistic, which is, for a risk-averse agency, the highest level of assurance that we can give you, that we will open on time.
Jory Heckman, Federal News Network.
The Postal Service is going through another leadership shakeup. Chief Logistics and Processing Operations Officer David Williams will retire next year after a more than 30-year career with USPS. The agency announced his retirement along with a reshuffling of nine other senior agency executives. Chief Human Resources Officer Isaac Cronkite will take over for Williams once he retires. Labor Relations Vice President Doug Tolino will become the next Chief Human Resources Officer. The Army has named its first civilian chief information officer following an IT leadership overhaul earlier this year. Dr. Raj Iyer's formal title is Chief Information Officer for Information Technology Reform. Iyer previously served in several IT management positions in the Army and HHS. Until this month, he was a managing director at Deloitte. In June, the Army decided to bifurcate its IT leadership structure into two senior positions, one civilian and one military. After a damning report on sexual assaults at Fort Hood, the Army has promised to revamp its policies. Federal News Network's Scott Massioni has details.
Army Secretary Ryan McCarthy announced that the service will take a hard look at and revamp its sexual harassment assault response prevention program. McCarthy came to the conclusion after seeing preliminary results from a review board at Fort Hood. That board is investigating the culture at the base after multiple deaths and high-profile reports of assault. The full report will be available publicly on December 8th. The Army plans to have completed action items in response to the committee's recommendations at the time the review is released. Scott Massioni, Federal News Network.
Airmen will see the maximum amount of tuition assistance they can receive in 2021 bounce back to previous levels. Students can garner $4,500 per fiscal year from the Air Force, effective immediately. The service reduced the amount of funding students could receive in 2020 by $750 per year. The reasoning behind the decision was attributed to budget shortfalls and the popularity of the program. Senior enlisted leaders say the Air Force wants to give assistance to as many airmen as possible. More Pentagon employees are being told to telework because of an uptick in coronavirus infections in the National Capital Region. Federal News Network's Jared Serber reports.
The newest set of restrictions will take effect on Thursday. DoD offices in the Pentagon and the nearby Mark Center are being told to aim for 60% of employees teleworking, up from 20% right now. Other changes include capacity restrictions at the Pentagon Athletic Center and a switch to takeout only from Pentagon restaurants and food courts. DoD is also banning gatherings of more than 25 people in the Pentagon. The previous maximum was 50 people. Jared Serbu, Federal News Network.
The CIA's Next Generation Cloud contract is actually happening. Here's Federal News Network's Jason Miller with more.
2 weeks after Federal News Network first reported the CIA made 5 awards under its C2E cloud contract, the spy agency confirms the news. The CIA says in the statement that these expanded cloud capabilities will benefit the intelligence community, as will the diverse set of providers. Federal News Network previously confirmed that the CIA chose 5 cloud providers, AWS, Google, IBM, Microsoft, and Oracle. Under C2E, the CIA is asking vendors to provide infrastructure as a service capabilities and support services. Jason Miller, Federal News Network.
All things considered, the state of federal customer experience is looking good this year. Research firm Forrester says federal agencies earned a new average high score for customer experience in 2020 after 3 years of statistically little change. But the attention paid to digital customer experience still eclipses what users really want, physical help or a physical digital combo. In addition, agency and industry experts say you need to make sure customers know their next steps to getting the right agency services. You can find more information about these stories at federalnewsnetwork.com. Search Federal Newscast, subscribe to the Federal Newscast on Podcast One or Apple Podcasts, and stay up to date on your agency's response to the coronavirus with our Coronavirus Resource page. I'm Eric White.